Evam svacete svata eva sita atmo priyato bhagavan ananta tannivito niyatato bhajeta samsarahetu paramaschayatra. Translation. Thus being fixed, one must render service unto the super soul situated in one's own heart by his omnipotency. Because he is the almighty personality of Godhead, eternal and unlimited, he is the ultimate goal of life, and by worshipping him one can end the course of the conditioned state of existence. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Jiva Goswami has written a work called The Bhakti Sandarbhas. It's a book where he brings his reader in gradual steps, Kodak pa Kodak, to the understanding that bhakti or devotional service is the prime necessity in this world. People naturally ask themselves, can you give me a reason why I should follow this bhakti yoga process? And Jiva Goswami answers, yes, if you have turned away from Krishna, you will turn towards the material world, and someone who turns towards the material world will necessarily experience anxiety. How do we say anxiety? Dias Korban? Oh, this is a very difficult word. Because it's a very difficult thing. Anxiety is such a thing that our hearts are deeply inside, disturbed and worried, and we say usmiriren, isn't it? Yes, very unpeaceful. Oh. That's the result if a person turns his face away from Krishna and turns it to the material world. He becomes disturbed. The example which has been given is that this world of Maya is the show of a magician. It's very disturbing. Have you ever been in a magician show? In the old times, they would bring the, you know, a box, and they would request an audience to supply a man, and the man would go in the box, and then the magician would saw the box open, and then blood would come, and then finally He showed. Thank you for this illustration. It came at the right time. Then, he showed the box in such a way that it appeared as if he had just killed the man. And if the man was dead, so cut in the middle, where his belly button is. What an anxiety! People would scream and ah, and but it was only a show; it was not real. So, in the same way, Maya, the material energy, is compared to be like a magician show. It always gives us anxiety. Things don't work out the way, and there's always this problem in the back of our head, which we don't even dare to look at. And that is that every one of us has to die. Madhavi, even you. There will be a time where death will come knocking at your door. Madhavi, it's time now. Let's go. Idamo. And you will not like it. You will feel, I thought death is always something which happens to other people. Why to me? Let someone else die, please. After some time, I will maybe die. We don't like to look at this. And therefore, there is a part in our psychology which totally erases the point of death from our life. We always think this is something which happens to other people, not to us. This is our psychology which works in such a way, because if we cannot face something, we block it out. Another point which we can't face is the truth of about ourselves. Our mind and ego would not be able to face who we are. Therefore, we always live in illusions about ourselves, imagining so many things and drawing so many attractive, colorful pictures of us. But no, when we turn away from the Lord, there is only anxiety which we have to confront in some way or another. Even if we cheat ourselves and pretend that everything is all right, it is the anxiety which tells us, everything is not all right. Oh no, Krishna. So, the only way to solve this dilemma really is that we turn back to Krishna. And this is the reason, this is the statement of this verse. It says one should worship Krishna, and there are reasons which are given. First of all is he is Atma. That means he is in our heart. Out of his affection, Prabhupada wrote very nice how the Lord always cares for us, although we might have forgotten about him. Out of his affection, he is right in our heart, Vedran. That is why we should turn to him. He's there in our heart. You don't have to search very, very long and go very big journeys to find the Lord. He's right there, Vikrama. He's right in the heart. He's the Atma of the Atma. That is the self of the soul. And he's waiting there as a Paramatma to turn to. That we turn to him. There is in the Bhagavatam this wonderful narration of, let me remember, yes, of Puranjana, the living entity, who has come into the world, and he lives his life, and then dies and is reborn again as a queen called Vidarbhi. She is a good queen and serves her husband nicely, and when they become elderly, the Vanaprastha stage, both of them go into the forest to prepare themselves for going back home, back to Godhead. Now Vidarbhi serves her husband very nicely. One day she massages his feet like she used to do every day, and she finds out they are cold. And she looks into his face. He's just sitting there leaning against the tree. And she finds out he has just left his body. Imagine a woman who was a queen, totally without any protection, is finding out the only person with whom she lived, and you know, she had centered her life on her husband. She went everywhere, even into the jungle with her husband. Now, far away from civilization, her husband had just died. From one day or one hour to the next hour, she just noticed the feet are so cold. Something is wrong here. And looked into the face and imagine in the jungle to see the person you love most there, sitting dead before you. It's a very intense experience. Must be very troubling. So, at that time, she cries and cries, and then she goes to look for some wood. And finally, she has prepared the funeral pyre for her husband. And she lights the funeral pyre. Then, imagine this. All of a sudden, a stranger appears on the place. It's in the midst of the jungle. First, she is afraid. And then, this stranger, who is a brahmana, says, "Don't you remember me?" She looks at him, and right before her eyes, this brahmana turns into the most beautiful personality of God and says, "I am your old friend. Have you forgotten me?" And she looks at Krishna, begins to say, "My Lord, yes, I had forgotten you for so long. That's why I'm now overwhelmed by this fear, by this anxiety." Anxiety? Deskoba. Oh, that's not so difficult. Deskoba. That's why I'm now in this deskoba. I have forgotten you. And the Lord answers so sweetly, "But I have not forgotten you. Like two swans who are swimming on the Manasarova lake, I have always been with you in the region of your heart, in the lake of your heart. There was you, one swan, and then there was me, another, who was always with you. I've not forgotten you. And I've come now, when you are in this deskoba, to take you out of this discover." So this is this describes why we should worship Krishna. We should worship Krishna because only then we will come out of our anxiety, which comes together with our life in this world. That's the reason. Whenever you experience some anxiety in your life,
you should know. This is a wake-up signal, dear Anitai. A wake-up signal. Ring, ring, ring. Oh my God, I have forgotten Krishna. I should turn my face towards Krishna. And you don't have to search very, very much. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I have to make a long journey. No. Krishna is, Pavle, in your heart. He's right there. And if you turn to him, yes, he will respond. Another reason why you should worship the Lord is given in the Sanskrit here. He's Priya. Atma, Priyo. Priya means he's the most dear to us. Our love is always searching for the ideal person. Now is springtime. You will soon see how your Lubov will go on a journey. It will leave the place of the winter heart and will start to look for an ideal person with whom you can have a friendly relationship. People in this world want to have a sexual relationship as an expression of intimacy with someone. Love is searching. It's going on a search, on a journey. But the Lord is called Priya, the most dear person, because it is Him whom the love in our heart always searches for. The most ideal person who's always there, who does not change, even when we change. The person who understands us, and because he is in the heart, he knows our thoughts and our expectations. Another reason which is given why you should worship Krishna is that he is Artha. Artha means he is real. In this world you find only Anatta people. Anatta people means unreal people. They are not real. They are thinking they are someone, but they are not the someone. They are in the illusion about themselves if they are not self-realized. He's real. He's authentic. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, Krishna, you say you have spoken the Gita for many millions of years back to the sun god, but Krishna, how is it possible? You are my contemporary. You live at the same time. You couldn't be there millions of years ago in that same form. And Krishna just smiles at this question of his dear friend. And Krishna laughs about him and he says, oh, Arjuna, you must know one thing. Many, many births have been taken by both of us, you and me. But I can remember them all and you cannot. Because I'm always the same. He's a real person. He doesn't change every, like a chameleon, every 60 years or 80 years. We all change and identify with someone totally. No, he is Artha. He is real. That means, then now it gets very divine. Ananta, he is unlimited. And another word which is given, Ananta, also means he is eternal. He's always there. No birth for him. No death for him. He's always there for us. So therefore, you should worship him. But see, only someone will worship Krishna who has developed one little quality. Dayal Nitai. Now comes the quality. Maybe we can request you because you are so able to just open the window a little bit, that will help you to get a little circle exercise, it will help us to get a little oxygen. Can you just help me? One quality. Thank you, Pavle. One quality is necessary if you want to worship the person who's right in the heart, who's most dear, who's real, and who's eternal. You must be a little detached from illusion. Otherwise, you will never turn to Krishna. You will not find in your heart the desire if you are not a little detached. How do we say detached? Yes, I know this word. I've heard it many times. Advoyane. You must be a little advoyane. Madhavi is laughing about my Croatian. A little advoyane you must be. Someone who always runs after the pleasures of the belly. Someone who always runs after the pleasures of the genital. Someone who always runs after the pleasures of the mind, the umski, will not be able to turn to Krishna. He will turn towards illusory things, because that's of the same quality in which he lives his life. A person in illusion wants to go to illusion. A person on another level will have other places to turn to. Yes. There is one particular attachment which goes very, very deep. You remember when we gave this little seminar, I don't know where we gave it, in Ljubljana we gave it, and some of you were here. We said that deep in our heart there is one weed which is particularly deep. You know, like a wheat, how do we say wheat? Korov. A korov, yes. Who has very deep roots. And when you only try to take this wheat out superficially, that is, in the level, you will not be able to take the wheat out. This wheat, when it is only taken out on the surface, will grow so many other plants. It will grow more and more. This wheat is really attachment. And the deep root where you have to take out this wheat is something which is called false ego. Lajananya, yes. When the soul turns away from Krishna and becomes Krishna Bahya Mukha, that means the face is turned away from Krishna. Bahya. Bahya means no longer inside to Krishna, but outside to Maya. Then the soul needs to surround itself with darkness. It's almost like a little firefly. Firefly. The firefly cannot show its light in the sun. It needs darkness to show his light. Firefly, how do we call this? The Krishnitsa. That's a very easy word. The Krishnitsa. When the Krishnitsa, if it really wants to show off, it needs the darkness. It must avoid the sun like hell. So when the soul turns away from Krishna, becomes Krishna Bahirmukha, it needs a situation where there is no God, where he can play God. It needs the darkness, a little bit dark, please. I need to do my dark activities now. This is the first anatta which covers you. When you, out of false ego, turn away from Krishna. Then comes the Maya Avarni. Maya Avarni means you are covered by Maya. You, just like the Krishnitsa. The Krishnitsa may say, there is no sun which can give light. I'm the Krishnitsa. I can give light. Look at this. Yasam suns. He's not the sun. Only fools believe that the Krishnitsa is the sun. So in the same way, in this material world, we find people who pretend to be God and other people who believe that this person is really someone very important. Very important. They are covered by Maya. Maya Avarni. Then a next anatta develops. Dehatma Buddhi. Dehatma Buddhi means you think I'm the body. This is very clear to you. The next anatta, fourth anatta, is karma. You develop so many material desires how to gratify your body. And finally, when you are frustrated, that's the fifth anatta. You say, enough of this. I want liberation. I want moksha. This is what happens when the soul leaves Krishna. It becomes Krishna Bahirmukha. It goes into the darkness. To be Krishna himself, the Krishnitsa syndrome. Then Maya Avarni, it becomes covered by Maya. And then Dehatma Buddhi, it thinks I'm the body. Karma means it develops so many material desires in the heart. And moksha, finally he just wants liberation. This is how our ego develops different anattas. And believe me, the ego is something like a holy monster. You know the Aztecas? The Aztecas, they had these terrible gods whom they would have to feed every day 20 human beings. And they considered this god a holy monster. You know, they had to give him human beings, and they hunted the human beings in their wars, and they did terrible things. You know, they offered them to this holy monster by ripping out their hearts alive and putting it on the sun altar. Oh, Krishna, this is not nice to hear before breakfast. So this is how when we turn away from Krishna, we do everything which we do for our holy monster, the false ego, which we feed every day in our life. When you become more old in spiritual life, you actually can see how you are really, even in the name of bhakti, feeding your holy monster. that you can see, and it embarrasses you. That's why you hear, I was just reading, when one devotee visited the Goswamis in Vrindavan, these Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they had direct contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were spiritual personalities. You know, they looked very effulgent. And when one would hear them speak, their voices were just so sweet that people would just, when they heard them, they would just fall on the ground. They were just so attractive. So it is described how Janava Mata meets Rupa Shila Rupa Goswami and prays for his blessings. Please tell me something about Krishna. And Rupa Goswami just says, I'm not able. I am a very fallen soul. Let Jiva Goswami speak today about Krishna. He is capable. Jiva Goswami has to talk about Krishna. And you hear then that how the Goswamis interact. Rupa Goswami says, tomorrow I shall speak and there will be the other Goswamis will also come. And you hear how they are so just so humble to each other. It is amazing. It is really amazing. They are free from this false ego. And for us, I mean, Rupa Goswami has written all the books which are telling about what is Krishna consciousness. You know, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada said it's the law book of spiritual life, because there it's really described in gradual steps how to go from the point of material life to spiritual life. It's very, very clear what to do, and it's the guidebook. When any guru in the past would instruct their disciples, they would first say, you must read Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He was the acharya. Even in his time when he lived, it was known, but he doesn't dare to speak. Because this is the quality of the spiritual world. We cannot understand it because we are in this world and we have, all this Krishna Bahya Mukha, Maya Avani, Dehatma, Buddhi, Kama and Moksha motivations. Once, there was, and I will end with this, there was a king. He was very intelligent, but he was a little arrogant. And he said one day to his minister, I have a question. You must answer my question. The minister knew, oh my God, he will ask me a difficult question, and if I can't answer it, then I'm fired. Then I'm out of job. The king said, what is the work of God in relation to man? Please say it in Croatian. This question, we must hear it properly. One moment. Once again, please. Yes. What is the work of God in relation to man? Work. Work of God in relation to man. The minister thought to himself, I have no idea. But he was clever. He said, Your Majesty, I'm advising you in worldly matters. This is a spiritual matter, and for this we have our priests. Asked him. The king said, this thing had a good answer. And they got the supreme priest, the highest priest. Huh? What is God's work in relation to man? The priest went, work of God in relationship to man. Your Majesty, this is a very good question. I know, said the king. please give me 1 week time. I have to make some research work in my Kniga, in my books. So he went to his books and he just studied all of the books. He called all the pandits, but the answer was not there. Some vague answer, but it really didn't feel right. Finally, on the seventh day, the priest was so despondent, full of anxiety. How do we say anxiety? Deskoba. Huh? Dieskoba. Yeah. Aha. Tiaskoba. Tiaskoba.
Dobro.
Tiaskoba. He was so much full of tiaskoba that he went on a walk, and while he was on a walk, he found his one of his disciples found him, who was herding the cows. The disciple said, Guru Maharaj, why are you so full of tiaskoba? Don't ask me. I have to give an answer to the king. Oh, said the cowherd boy, what is this question? It's an impossible question. The question is, what is God's work in relationship to man? The cowherd boy said, this is a very simple question. Simple question? I was reading all my books. I was consulting the pandits. No, I know the answer. It's very simple. Can you tell me the answer? The cowherd boy said, no, it won't work if I tell you the answer. I have to give the answer to the king personally. And the priest thought, anyways, I have nothing to lose. And he went back with his disciple and said, my dear king, your question is very simple. It's so simple that even a cowherd boy knows the answer. Really, said the king. Then give me the answer. I've brought the cowherd boy with me. Would you like to hear the answer? The king said, I hope the answer is good. Otherwise you get severe problems. So they got the cowherd boy. And the cowherd boy said, please, your majesty, what can I do for you? I have a question. What is God's work in relationship to man? The cowherd boy said, it's a very simple question. But before I answer it, I have to make sure that the right protocol is how you behave, is observed in your court. You have a question to me, Majesty, but you sit higher than me. When there is someone who has a question, he's inferior to the person whom he is asking the question to. You must sit down and I must sit up. You are the disciple, I'm the guru in this question. Everyone of the minister was smiling because it is right. The one who doesn't know should give honor to the one who knows. Otherwise, how can the knowledge flow? Knowledge flows from what? From up to down. Well, the king was a Vedic king. You know, he got down from his throne. He said, you can go on the throne, but make sure that your answer is correct. So the shepherd had all ragged clothes, you know, all like not nicely dressed. You know, hat was like this, you know, and the shirt was not the bottoms were missing. you know, it was real. He said, and he laughed, and he said, the answer, he went on the throne, the king was sitting there. The answer is already given. Don't you see the very clear, obvious answer before your eyes, Majesty? God's work in relationship to man is to bring the proud down and to bring the humble up. Hare Krishna. Dhammagoy, what do you think? Good answer, isn't it? Dhammagoy is satisfied. Yes. This is what the Lord does with every one of us. He brings the proud to an understanding in life where they really know my attachments to this world can't drive out this tieskoba, this terrible tieskoba. I have to turn towards Krishna. My dear devotees, I will tell you the secret of my life. Something I have realized in 34 years. It's the treasure. I have not realized many things, unfortunately. But one thing I know. The work of Krishna in relationship to his devotees is to take away their pride by making situations, some arrangements. Because he knows only if the devotees are waking up from this nightmare of material existence, then the devotees will become free from this Maya Avarni, covered by Maya, where they develop so many wrong conceptions and material desires. And he helps them by arranging situations for them. There's this verse in the Bhagavatam which says, Krishna does not like when his devotees become proud. He just doesn't like it. He knows, then they can't understand. So this is... But once you are humble, or once you are humbled, humble means it's your own quality in the heart, and humbled means you have just been brought down by force, by some outside arrangement. Then you can turn to the Lord, who is described here as Atma Priyota Bhagavan Anantam, as the self of the self. He who is most dear, who is Arta, that is most real, your wealth in life, and he is Ananta, the unlimited, eternal, supreme personality of Godhead. And once you turn to the Lord again and start to worship him, then Sangsara Hetu is stopped. Sangsara Hetu. Do you know this word Hetu? Patita Pavana Hetu. Tavavatada. Patita Pavana. You are the savior of the fallen, and this is the Hetu why you took this avatar. Hetu means this is the reason. This reason brought you, because you are Patita Pavana, the savior of the fallen. This reason brought you to take your avatar, that is your incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now I can tell you, my Lord, if you look now for those who are fallen, you should come to my address. Don't go to other addresses first. Go to my address first. But why? Because I'm the most fallen. This is expressed in this wonderful song which we sing every morning. come to my address first, because after all your name is Patita Pavana, the savior of the fallen, so you should be authentic in your life, you should be real, you should, here's now some very fallen person, come to me, please. Yes. Krishna. What a nice verse, isn't it? Do you agree? It is. It gives good reasons why we should worship Krishna. How could we worship Krishna? How can we practically express our worship to Krishna? What would you say? Let's be practical. We could worship him by following his instructions. Yes, this means we care, isn't it? We care, we respect him. Govinda Nandan has been described yesterday as an angel. So today you have, I'm also convinced this is a very good answer. the angel has spoken. How else can we worship Krishna? By worshipping him through sound vibration. Radhana Maharaj, he once gave a very nice analogy. He says how he is worshipping Krishna through japa. He says, I'm thinking that the holy name is like a flower, just like a pujari will put flowers to the deity. Ear, and he would think, oh, look at this ear. This ear is really the place where another flower should go. And zoop, the flower is there. Then, well, why not in the hand? Zoop, another flower. Then he puts a flower. The feet, I've forgotten the feet. Zoop, another flower. So in this way, the chanting can be done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Offering flowers to the Lord. It's a nice devotional meditation, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Flower can be also put where the flute is. Worship Krishna through chanting his holy name. A very, very nice way to worship Krishna is by spreading his mission in some way. The mission for which he has come into this world. Like going on distributing books, or if we are working somewhere, we can, after we have done our work, we can sit with the people and say, oh, by the way, I'm looking in your apartment here. There's some very interesting books of travel books. Are you fond of traveling? Yes. Yeah. Have you ever been in India? No. Have you been in India? You look so Indian-like. Yes, I was at the Ganga, I must tell you. Then you can preach a little, in the way, in an appropriate way. That means how they are interested to hear about spiritual things. It needs to be respected, how far their interest goes. Another way to worship is certainly if you come to the temple in here in our temple, and you can see how you can participate in the worship, the daily worship. When you are a brahmana, you can speak with the pujaris, and maybe you can do an arati, or you can cook something for the deities. You can very practically worship. This brahman initiation is given really so that we can approach the Lord in direct worship. That's the reason why we have we have taken Brahman initiation, so you can do something very practical for the deities. Or you can think about the altar. Oh, so many things can be done still on the altar. Light, nice flooding light, which, you know, that the deities are more bright. The deities, there's a nice backdrop can be made behind the backdrop. There are so many improvements which can be done. So there are many ways you can think of worshipping Krishna. Please give your attachment to Krishna or your turning to Krishna some practical, let me say, a practical dimension. Let this not be theoretical. Please give it a practical dimension where you can do something. Now is springtime, you can bring nice flowers for the deities. Ooh, now the flowers will soon start to grow. I think these are all Mani Manjari. Have you made the garland again? Jairade and you together. These are all spring flowers, isn't it? Mostly. Look at this garland. So all these flowers grow now, mostly. Mostly, not all, but... If you turn to Krishna and worship Him, then you end the saṃsāra hetu. Saṃsāra hetu means the cause of your material existence. Also, you can have your own altar. I'm thinking of Vedran, who's in the midst of the ocean in Italy, isn't it? And only water around. Hare Krishna. Are you flying there with a helicopter or sometimes with a helicopter? Oh, Vedrana is going to this. It's like an oil digging station where they dig oil. You can bring your flowers because you can't offer fish to the Lord. make a nice altar for Him in the midst of the ocean. That's very nice. That's wonderful. You can dive and get some stones from the ground, but it's very deep, huh? 56, that's nothing. 50 for you, 50, 60 meters. Hare Krishna. Dobro. So, Hare Krishna, I've come to the end. Does any one of you have a question? And there's another solution. Yeah. It's obvious when a person who has realization speaks about something, what he says will change the heart of his listener. We even know this. There's a story which you have most probably heard very often. There was this boy who became fat and fatter because he ate so much sweets, and he had diabetes. Diabetics, that's not good. If you have diabetes and you eat sweets, you become fat like a slone. So the mother had tried everything to bring him away from Slatki Kish or some sweets, but the boy just couldn't control his senses. And as her final solution, he took the boy to a saint. And she said, my boy is killing himself by eating sweets. Please tell him to stop. The saint said, come back after 1 week. So when he returned after 1 week, when she returned with her boy, this saint looked into her, the eyes of the boy, and said, don't eat sweets. The boy said, uredu. And never ate sweets again. And became normal size. So the mother later asked the saint, why did you tell we should, thank you very much, but why did you tell we would have to return after 1 week? You could have told him at the first visit. Saint said, no. When you came for the first time, I myself still was I was eating sweets like anything. And this story, you know, it's a very familiar story. It tells us that what you when you have realization on something, if you practice it, then when you tell it to someone, it changes the heart. So therefore, as preachers, we should talk about the things we have realized. You know, people will think it's nice if you say, well, I'm talking now about some very high things, but I don't have realized them. They will think, what a nice, honest Osoba, you know, and they will like you. But the spiritual benefit is not really so much. It's a little benefit because they appreciate a devotee. But they will have more benefit if you really talk with a realization. That's, you know, when I was very, very eager to listen to these lectures of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, where he talked about one's own mortality. He was a person, he described himself at that time on death row. He was coming closer to death, and what he said was so realized, it just struck me so much. You know, it was such a, went really right into the heart, and I became fearless after hearing the lectures of my own death, which usually is something which, at least I am, you know, death, yes. I know it won't be easy to die, and it will be a difficult thing. It doesn't like these difficulties so much. So, but when he talked, it made me fearless. I thought, well, he's saying it is a snishta. It's not so terrible. Once he was saying, and he all of a sudden started to sweat so much. He said, it's very difficult for me to continue speaking. He was a few days before his death, but he said, it's all right, that's what is to be expected. A lot of sweat comes. So Krishna, it's all right, no problem. So if someone talks with a realization, it really goes. It goes through all the coverings, Maya Avani. Therefore, go to realized souls. And when you speak, better you speak on things which you are comfortable, that you have at least seen something of this, or have realized something. That's why when we are preachers, we should really see that we have our own spiritual journey. That's very important. The preachers, sometimes they speak about something all the time, but they should themselves be on a journey. They should themselves realize. They should live their own life of self-realization and be very conscious about it, what lies before them. That's why Prabhupada said he had created the holy dharms for them, for the preachers to surcharge their batteries, where they can chant, where they can go deeper in their spiritual lives, where they can make their journey. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?